Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream.
To Dare to Dream Radio. You gotta love show business, I tell you. The show goes on no matter what's going on. This is Debbie Dashinger. I am so pleased to be with you. A little bit later, I've got the fabulous David Watson, who will be here. He's been on the show before, and he'll be on again during this year. He's a popular channeler, a workshop leader, author, and life strategist who is located in Toronto, Canada. David is a gifted deep trance channeler, and he's been channeling a soul group called The Willows since 1986. He is going to be taking listener calls and questions during the show. So if you're going to call in, please tell The Willows your first name and keep your question clear and succinct so that you can receive a mini reading. And of course, the lines will be open and you can call in and the producer will let us know who is waiting and we'll get you in, get as many people in as we can. I realized that I was putting today's show together and that there was something that was a theme that kept happening over and over again. So I started paying attention to the theme. And the theme that was emerging is a theme that I am literally living right now. And I'm in and out of because I have to keep reminding myself of this healing lesson, which is let go. Let go. So I recently had a healer recommend that I let go. And I'm finding it difficult to navigate that concept. It's hard for me to follow that advice, to just watch the death and the decay happening all around me in many areas of my life right now and do nothing but just observe, just feel the feelings and do nice things for myself. The nice things is probably the easier part. So the idea is that whatever soup of experience you're living through right now, to let go. It's easy to say, right? It's so easy to say, let go and let God, right? let go of control, surrender. Jack Kornfield said, to let go is to release the images and emotions, the grudges and fears, the clingings and disappointments of the past that bind our spirit. So let's dive into this idea of letting go and just see what's possible. Let's explore. Let's let go together of control and embrace flow. This is one of the concepts I love so much, which is the idea of a river. I can relate to water very much. And when you just observe water, that is a letting go, isn't it? It meanders. It goes where? It goes with. And to be like that in the flow of seems pretty awesome to me. Here's a daily prayer we can offer ourselves. It goes like this. Thank you, universe, for helping me see beyond my limitations. Thank you for expanding my perception so that I can attract genuine love, financial abundance, and financial ease. Recite this daily as needed. Thank you, universe, for helping me see beyond my limitations. Thank you for expanding my perception so that I can attract genuine love, financial abundance, and financial ease. And here's some wisdom from way beyond me, but through me to you. If we see our difficulties with lack, judgment, and fear, then we respond with lack, judgment, and fear, in effect blocking all guidance from the universe. But when we choose to see the same issues with love, we create space for miracles. So thank you, universe, for helping me heal this. I forgive this thought, and I choose to see love instead. Rumi said, "This is love, to fly toward a secret sky, to cause 100 veils to fall each moment. First, to let go of life. Finally, to take a step without feet." To take a step without feet. So, we've got David Watson here. David Watson works in the style of Edgar Cayce, and from a deep trance state, he answers questions and queries about health, relationships, spiritual matters, past lives, career, and much more. The Willows are a group of entities who claim their numbers from both the physical and ethereal planes. David is also a practicing psychotherapist specializing in stress counseling and soul purpose work. His learnings have led him to commit to sharing his philosophy worldwide through his books as well as many webcasts over the years. David's desire is to help others free themselves from the limiting beliefs and fears of an uncertain future and live the life they choose to live. His website is askthewillows.com. David Watson, welcome back to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you here.
Well, thanks, Debbie. It's great to be back again.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. It's been a little while. Lots of things happening in the world since the last time we talked.
Yeah, there are a lot of things. So how perfect is this conversation in creating a more certain future and also how to let go? And that's where I'd like to deep dive with you today, is to talk about creating some certainty, but actually in creating certainty, I mean, I get it. I get it in my head. I get it because I've experienced it at times, but I am certainly no master at this concept of letting go, but feeling some certainty. Can you provide some illumination on this?
Well, I kind of look on it as letting go of the need to control the things going on around us and beginning to take charge of our own thinking process. And while it sounds pretty much the same, taking charge and being in control, when you're in control, you only have one choice, and that's to stay in control. When you're in charge, you have many choices, and you have many options that you can dive into and begin to utilize in your life. So that's a big difference right there. And as far as the certainty is concerned, well, I say take an experimental attitude towards life. When we enter into a new situation or a new circumstance, realize that you cannot have all of your T's crossed and all of your I's dotted, you know. But at the end of the day, what you can do is you can begin to feel that you are willing to take a chance and willing to, as I say, take an experimental attitude. And more to the point, what I call surrendering to the moment. Because when we surrender to the moment, what we're really doing is diving right in. We're not giving up. We're getting right into the thick of things and starting to be an active part of the world around us. And that's when we start taking charge, and that's when our future begins looking a lot more certain, because at least we can see where we're going.
What does surrender really mean? I mean, we all get it. It's basically raising the white flag. It's turning over. It's releasing. I mean, I understand that concept, but really, what does a true surrender look like in one's life?
Well, to me, what a true surrender is to turn around and say, you're not giving anything up. We think in terms of surrender, waving a white flag and putting our hands up and saying, take me away, I give up. Mm-hmm. But in actual fact, true surrender means that when we see the rush of life that we're involved in on a day-to-day basis, we're always in the midst of the stream. And instead, we're always trying to paddle upstream. Surrendering is letting go of trying to paddle upstream and start swimming with the current. It means going with what's happening around us and then making the best that we can with the circumstances that surround us. So at the end of the day, what happens is we wind up in a place where we land on our feet and we're moving in the direction of the current of life. We're not here to make life stand still and stop. That's trying to control things. We're here to take charge and to go with the flow, as corny as it may sound to some, but that's exactly the point of true surrendering.
You know, the willow's central purpose is to help us fulfill our potential in life. How do we do that? What core pieces need to be aligned for us to fulfill our life potential?
Well, I'd say the first thing to do is to learn to love ourselves, and not just, you know, in a lip service way, and just say, oh, I love me and don't you forget it, but more to the point of learning to love and appreciate ourselves. You read it and you hear it from many these days, and it's not new, but it's difficult to do. It's a matter of appreciating who we are, of honoring our path, of showing real gratitude for just being alive and being conscious and being a sentient being. I think having the gift of thought and the gift of action are two major aspects as far as that's concerned. So to me, that's the essence of it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, it does. And you're a life strategist. I love all your training. It's Psych K, hypnosis, timeline therapy, NLP, core belief engineering. I'm curious, what are sessions like with you? What kind of issues do you help your clients with, and what is it like to work with you?
Well, it's different for each client. I try and work with what the person's needs are when they come to me, whether they're dealing with a personal issue, whether it's an emotional issue, whether it's a career issue, whether it has something to do with a personal thing that happened when they were very young, you know. There's so many different ways that I can approach people depending on what they're presenting as far as what they would like to strategize on, so to speak. A typical session would be to sit down and discuss circumstances, and then for me to begin to get a little bit of a handle after listening for a little while, because I think listening is imperative. And essential to helping people with their life process, and in sitting and listening, and then beginning to come up with different ways to reframe the way that the person is looking at their life or at the circumstance within which they find themselves. And, you know, it depends, as I say, on the individual, but reframing basically means taking what you think is real and perhaps looking at it from many different aspects, so that you can begin to have a broader understanding of the life process that you're undergoing, and putting yourself in a more I would say a more productive state of mind as well, that allows you to be more creative. And I encourage people throughout the process, depending on the different kinds of processes I will do with people, which include core belief engineering, which is a tremendous process that enables us to work with the parts of us that are keeping us stuck. We actually talk to the part of us that's keeping us stuck as if it was another person inside of us. It's not schizophrenic at all. It's in fact what we often find ourselves doing in the course of a day, talking to ourselves and trying to work things out. Well, by talking to a part that has a specific action or activity, say somebody has an anger issue, then what you do, instead of saying, well, let's get to the root of the anger, what we would do is talk to the part that's in charge of the anger in the individual and begin address that, talking to the part of the person. And in the beginning, the person thinks they're just making stuff up, but after a little while they find that you know, they're actually having that aspect of themselves come out and vocalize itself. So it gives us an opportunity to really get that aspect out in front of them, and quite often they'll find the part saying and sharing belief systems that they didn't even know they held within themselves. Once that happens and the conscious mind comes into the process, because everything ultimately is agreed upon and solved with the conscious mind, and then action can start to happen, because the conscious mind then begins to communicate with that, say, anger part, or a fear part, or whatever the case may be, and begin to understand it. And then, of course, with core belief engineering, we then begin to ask the part if it's happy doing its job, you know, and quite often. In fact, every time it says, no, I'm not, it's not a fun thing to be angry or fearful or whatever the case may be all the time. And we then give it the opportunity to come up with an alternative behavior patterns or different ways that the part feels that it can help the person. Because, you know, we begin with the understanding that every part that, is held within a person was originally created within that person to serve and protect them, to keep them happy or to keep them safe, you see? So once we begin to understand the strategies of the part, then we can begin to have the transformation. So basically, it's what I would call a contentless process. Well, we go to the first time the part felt that way, where it came from, and when it first believed some of the things that it starts to talk about. It's not going back and blaming anybody. What it is beginning to create a structure where the individual can begin to look and understand what they are, in fact, doing within their own psyche. And very quickly, I have yet to meet somebody who hasn't who doesn't figure it out before the end of the process. They begin to make the changes. And working with the part, they learn a new way to communicate with themselves, and transforming that part and allowing the part to come up with a new job or new jobs to aid the person to move ahead in life. For example, say somebody carries a lot of anger, and the anger part says, well, you know, anger is okay, but it's a reactive state. But the way that I'm working it, it's being destructive. So I would rather use that intensity to help the person progress, say to become more more loving or more caring or more directed in their career or whatever the case may be. We'll come up with something that's going to use that energy in a more proactive way, and that part is then replacing its old job. And with the new job, we then connect the rest of the parts in with the belief and ask them to agree with it. And the next thing we know, we're having a partay, so to speak. And so,
a partay with the new parts.
The new part where all the other parts join in together and they agree with the new belief. And before you know it, we're dealing with a new set of circumstances where the individual begins to see their life in a clearer and more, as I say, more proactive way.
Profound. Wow.
So that's just CBE, Core Belief Engineering. This is a brilliant process created by a good friend of mine, Ellie Rosell, who would certainly be worth an interview one day on your network. She's quite an amazing human being. It's now been accepted in several provinces in Canada as an official part of the educational system. So it's been a good process or a good cycle for that particular process, and it's becoming more and more popular in its use. But some of the other things are all based on what the individual's need is in the moment, because that's the only thing that we can deal with. But the more we focus on the past, the more we bring the past into the present, the more we bring the past into the present, the more we traumatize the present, and the more we set up to keep that traumatization occurring for the future. You know, so the objective is...
I can tell the willows are with us.
Oh yeah, they're always rocking.
Oh my, it's amazing the energy shift. Oh my goodness, well, welcome everybody to the party. Oh, I'm so excited. You know, before we go to break, I just want to hit on kind of a heavy topic here. There's a lot of people you brought up in the beginning of the show. A lot has changed since we last talked. Yes, there, and I know a lot of people who are going through a heck of a time right now. And I just want to address that. People have lost a job or they're financially challenged. There has been career loss. Money has dried up. Long-term relationships ending. Significant stuff to navigate. Let's give them something. We don't have much time, but we can pick this up again after the break. Can you just give us a few pointers how people can get through a current trauma to a much better future or a better now than they were previously existing in?
Well, you know, I always go by the premise, and I think I mentioned it before, you know, you are the only problem you'll ever have, and you are the only solution. So the first thing to do is to, first of all, accept the responsibility for whatever it is that you're currently dealing with, whether it's the breakup of a relationship, the loss of a job, some problem in your business, a spiritual conflict that you're dealing with yourself. Whatever they are, the first thing to do is just realize you're the one that is the very core of it, and the solution lies within you. Secondly, realize that nobody is ever broken. So whatever you're feeling or thinking is not hopeless. It has, in fact, within it the very seeds of the solution that you're looking for. It's just a matter of seeing it in the right way. The third way, and as I mentioned earlier, is to honestly say to yourself, you know, I love myself. And loving yourself is very important. The hint I always give to people to help love themselves or to realize how they can view loving themselves is to simply look at themselves and say, how would I treat my best friend who was in this situation? What would I say to him or her? And, you know, you certainly wouldn't be having the kind of communication you're having with yourself in that moment where you're feeling helpless, hopeless, or angry, or upset, or distraught, or whatever the case may be. You'd be giving that person good advice. And at the very least, you'd be at least commiserating with them, you know? And that's an important part of dealing with these kind of circumstances as well, is it's internal. It's how we perceive things. It's how we filter the things that are happening around us. Look, we can't stop what happens to us in life. It's an ongoing process. Life is what life is. And, you know, we don't have any control over it in that way. But we are in charge of how we feel about what's happening around us. And once we begin to look at it and say, you know, whatever the case may be, I honestly believe I'm going to land on my feet. I honestly believe that everything's going to be okay. When we can talk to ourselves like that, which is what you'd say to somebody else, then you can begin treating yourself like you're your own best friend, because then you get the assurance you need. You're not going to get it from somebody outside of you, because people pat you on the shoulder and go, yeah, everything's going to be okay. And you're going,
I know.
Yes. but when you can do that
to yourself.
It feels
like such a denial of circumstances. It's a difficult thing to hear. You know, we're going to head to break, so we'll pick this back up when we come back. Folks, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app from iTunes. Download it today. It's called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. And you can also join me after the show on Facebook, Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay right there. We will be right back. More talking with David Watson about letting go.
Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
I love my life.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I've got David Watson and The Willows. You can find more at askthewillows.com. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring her on. And Wendy, welcome to Dare to Dream.
It's Wendy from the reunion.
Hi, Wendy.
Wendy Lapita Sheramito.
Hello, my dear.
Can you hear me?
Welcome to the radio show. It's great to have you. Welcome. What
right,
an awesome surprise. Do you have a question for the Willows?
Well, I don't know what the Willows are, but I just want to say I moved from my small little studio apartment at Wantagh to an apartment in Freeport, and I found out the tenant before me died, and strange things have been happening in my apartment. The last strange thing happened when I was leaving to go back to work. I shut the TV off, and as I was walking out the door, the TV popped back on.
My towel in the bathroom. Would you like to know more about what's going on and have the Willows give you a mini response to this?
Sure, but if the kid, I'm waiting for my children to come on the bus to take them home. So
right,
if they come on, I have to hang up.
Let's do this quickly, and let's see if we can get you some feedback. I'll let the Willows take over. Anything
so
there for Wendy?
Let's just be clear for a second here. What is it specifically you had? You moved into a place and somebody is somebody passed away there?
Yes.
And what's the difficulty
the
you're having?
The towel in the bathroom falls on the floor. There was a drip in the shower and now it's not there. There was a mouse in the house, but now it's gone. What else? The TV popped on when I shut it off. There was a spatula that I had on the side of the refrigerator. When I walked in one day, it was hanging from my oven. Silly things like that. I know, it's small things. But when the TV shut off, I yelled and cursed at him. Well, stop it already. That's enough work.
What we recommend to do here is to focus inside and imagine just in your tummy that you have a little tornado in your tummy, you see?
Yeah.
And with that tornado in your tummy, imagine, and it's a white tornado, just like the kind they used to have in the commercials when you were a kid, yes? And that white tornado, when you focus on it, you make it get bigger, and it grows bigger, and just imagine it growing bigger and bigger until eventually you are contained within the tornado. And then you would imagine in your mind's eye to push the tornado out through the place that you're living and push it out into all of the area around you. And as you're doing it, keeping in mind what you're doing is you were removing from the environment all the energy that is not yours, all the energy that is creating any type of dissonance or problems. And as you do, just push that energy outside, right outside. And as you do, you push it out into the light. And as you do, you just say, I release you into the light with love. And in doing that, the energy will be transformed into light energy, and it will be removed from your environment. It's a great way to clear a room, too, sometimes when you go into it and there's a lot of negative energy around you. You can clear rooms very quickly this way. It's an old process that had been used many times gone by and is just recently now coming back into use on a regular basis. It certainly removes the need for shall we say exorcisms and the like, as we would say here. Yes,
but in the Jewish faith, we really don't believe in exorcism.
Well, we're not suggesting you do exercise this entity.
Okay.
All you're doing is just pushing the energy outside.
Okay. Mm. What if it's like a grandparent or something?
If it's a grandparent for yourself, you simply send them love with your heart and release them and tell them to go into the light so they can return to the eternal energy of heaven, if you wish to call it this. And indeed, that is where they're returned. There are people waiting for spirit that is still earthbound, you see. And when you release it in this way, what you are doing is helping it along. And because sometimes when an entity dies, it does not realize it is still dead. And often it feels frustrated or cut apart or cut away from the environment around it. And sometimes it even goes a little crazy and will do things to try and to grab people's attention. The energy that it carries is not excessive, but it carries energy to the point where we might say here that the energy is indeed holding.
I appreciate everything. My children are coming on the bus now and I have to hang up. They're more important right now. Good luck with your tornado. Okay, be well, Wendy.
Thanks for calling in. Good luck with your kid.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. And, you know, I think that was fascinating, and I love what you shared. And that is, by the way, I think so great just for what her situation, if anyone's experiencing that. And even if you go to a party or a family event, you know, you can say this, I release you into the light with love. We don't have to take on this energy, but we can shift it and transmute it. I think we'll take a quick break now. And when we come back, I have so many questions for the Willows. And if you do too, absolutely call in, please. The number is 888-627-6008. And you can find me on Twitter at my name, Debbie Dashinger, D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Life is good. We feel it. In you is such a beauty and a power and a love that can never die. It's always there. It's inviolate. And though it may be covered up by experience temporarily, it's real. And we're here to uncover that destiny and allow allow it to shine according to our unique patterns as individual expressions of God. Life is good and all is well, yes? Life is good and all is well, yes?
You feel it? If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing David Watson, who channels the Willows. You can find out more at askthewillows.com. And I have so many questions. I want to start with this one, which I thought was very interesting that it came up for me. This is not something I think I've ever asked before. But I want to ask the Willows about power animal totems. I want to ask, what are my power animal totems that I chose in this lifetime, and how might they serve me best, or how might I utilize them?
Well, the totems here come to you rather than the ones that you so much choose in this way. Mm-hmm. In this lifetime here, your essential totem is that of eagle. That is your main totem, as we would understand it. It is the bird of the air, but it is also the bird of the sea. It is also one that flies high, higher than most birds. In fact, considered to fly the highest of all the birds. This gives it the eagle eye, the ability to see far and wide. And that is something that you aspire to in this lifetime, is it not? To simply see as much as you can, do as much as you can, and report back to others the experience so that they too may be inspired and work in the same direction of self-revelation and self-understanding.
Wow.
So that is the eagle for you in this way here. As far as an other spirit animal is concerned, you may indeed here give consideration here to that be of rabbit. Rabbit be the one that stays close to the ground, that appears to be fearing everything, but is in fact is aware of everything. Rabbits have the ability to run, but they have the ability to run towards as well as away from circumstances. And you are one that always runs directly into the middle of things and makes them happen and puts that high energy into them. Rabbit, very high energy. Providing much in the way here of sharing, for rabbits are said to reproduce greatly, as you would reproduce ideas and thoughts and beliefs into the world, bringing them out for others to look at and determine whether they suit them or not. So these are the two that we would say are probably the most obvious of your totems in this way.
That's huge. I knew it would have to be a bird. I feel that deep, deep connection, and the
Indeed.
Fact that you chose an eagle, that sort of blew my mind. Because my mother, when she had her last business, she was an editor and a proofreader, and she called it eagle-eyed. How crazy.
It's a coincidence, perhaps. Yes, we say with a smile.
Uh-huh.
But indeed, these are the things, and it is the eye of the eagle that is most important. With what your mother was doing in her business, eagle eye was necessary. And in many ways, you are your mother's daughter. Mm-hmm. You've just taken it to another level. Yes?
Yes. Absolutely true. I want to ask about, thank you for that, by the way, beautiful stuff, and I'm going to use this going forward and look at medicine cards as well. I want to ask about anxiety and if there are any tips and tools for working with and managing anxiety.
Well, the main tool is perspective. Anxiety is something you can say, well, this is the way I feel. And people can say, well, it's because this is happening or that's happening or the other thing is happening. And you say, well, you know, I know that, but it doesn't make me any less anxious. And in this way here, anxiety can only be assuaged by beginning to determine what it is specifically that you are observing as threatening to you. Or that is incomplete. because true anxiety indeed comes from observing the future and projecting it into the present. You see, it's living in the future and it's uncertainty. Yeah. You did mention at the beginning of this broadcast about how you, it would be nice to be able to know what is coming before it happens. That would be good, except for the fact it would be boring as well, would it not? It is nice to plan for things and to see them come to fruition. Yet at the same time, it is important that each individual is ready to accept any last-minute shift and change that then challenges their capacity to be flexible and to be able to deal with that emergency in the moment. And sometimes the only thing you can just do is run around and scream for a moment. That's a good solution. But once you've done that, then you can enter into a more productive state of consciousness, we say with a smile. But here, true anxiety is the result of believing something is true that is not really in existence at this moment in time. Now, you might say, well, if I'm anxious about having something happen to me, somebody harming me, they're at the door, they're beating at the door, you can be anxious about them coming in, and you can surrender to the fact that this is possibly what's going to happen. Or you can sneak out the back door, or you can call the police, or you can get a hammer and hit them between the eyes when they walk through the door. There are a number of things that you can do, but they're all based on your choice of what is causing the anxiety. Anxiety is a natural state, you understand? But anxiety comes of fear. And of course, the best understanding of the word fear is to say it represented by false evidence appearing real. There are many other words you can slide in there, but it is always false evidence, for anxiety is not something that is happening right now. Anxiety is expectation of what may happen. And feeling that one is not in control. Again, anxiety is centered around control. For if something that you were thinking of in the future is may or may not happen, you would feel anxious about the outcome because you are not in control of the outcome in this way. But when you simply say to yourself, when I feel really anxious, I have to stop myself in the middle of it and say to myself, I am really in charge here. I forgot I was in charge. And the moment you say that, you go into a more resourceful state of consciousness. And the mind and the body work together to work through the anxiety. Not to push against the anxiety, but to allow the anxiety to act as a marker for shift and change. And once you do that...
We're close to the end of the show, so I'm going to bring in the caller who's waiting on the line. And I just want to reiterate what you said, because I think this is extremely powerful about anxiety. Believing something is true that is not in existence right now, expectation of what may happen, feeling not in control, of, and it's about the future. And to remember, remind yourself with a breath, I am in charge here. I forgot I am in charge.
Indeed.
And Paige, welcome to Dare to Dream. Great to have you.
Thank you.
Paige, what is your question?
So my question is, I am a master intuitive. I have my own business. And I'm recently came into an awareness that I'm to launch a new program. And for right now, it's called the Life Purpose Reveal. And because I have a hard time discerning for myself, I just want to make sure that I'm going on the right path. Like, yes, I know that I'm on my path, but I question, am I choosing the right program for my clients?
Well, as a master intuitive, we say with a smile, it is important to do the same. But it is the same with all talented intuitives and psychics. It is always difficult to work for yourself, you see. So we would say to you here, have faith in this concept. This is a very powerful concept that you hold. And the most important thing for you to do, we might suggest at this point, is to look at it and say, how is this program benevolent to all who would be engaged in it? benevolent means that it's good for all. It is almost charitable in its application. The other thing to give consideration to here is who your audience is. Now, we always say there is close to 3% of the world that is beginning to wake up. It's the other 97% that's still, shall we say, challenged with this particular need to break into higher levels of knowingness. However, your job here is not to go to that 97%, because that is like trying to knock down a wall with a feather, you see? What is important here is to look and to say, because you are a master intuitive, because of what you are offering, and because of the different strategies that you are creating in this offering, these are things here that other people who are masters in their own way to help other people shift consciousness and perceive and perceptions, they can learn from this. So your audience is only 3% of the population, a lot less to reach out to. But in this way here, also knowing that what you are offering will be in alignment with what many people who are now reaching into the world and attempting to make a difference with, shall we say, the collective consciousness that is now evolving from the old male-oriented into the new female-oriented perspectives, you see? For we are coming into a new era in this way. And what you are offering here with your particular teachings is very much showing how people can make that transition, can let go of judgmentalism and turn it into nurturing and caring, you see? And that is what it is about. And it begins, of course, with the internal work that individuals do. And we can see that you are have done tremendous amount of work inside of yourself in this way. So now it's time to teach others exactly what you were doing. And that's just precisely what we see you doing. So this is you are on the right path with this. You're very right. And don't worry about the fact that there are many other people out there trying to do the same thing. There are many people who need your specific energy vibrational level to help them break through. That is your job. Should you decide to accept it, we say with a smile, yes? Not that we're giving you a job, but simply that it is up to you, see? So give consideration to this. And believe in yourself here. We will tell you, we believe in what you're doing, because what you're doing is uplifting the collective consciousness, increasing the vibration of consciousness on the planet by being a point of reference and a point of bringing grand and positive spirit energy into the physical plane. See?
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Paige, thank you so much for coming on the show and for your question.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Come back again anytime. We're here every Wednesday at noon, and a lot of incredible gifted people always on the show available for people like you. And I just want to say on the tail end, I really appreciate Paige's question so much and the response. I'm about to launch a class called How to Write a Book in 60 Days. And I resonated with some of what you shared there. You know, when I first started teaching media, coaching media, bestsellers, how to be interviewed, how to get on the radio, how to do your press media kit, and all the stuff I do for people, I was the only one out there. And as I've seen happen over and over in the many fields I've worked in over the years, I'm a newcomer, I create something, and then tons of people start coming on and also doing this work. So now there's a lot of other people out there doing books and authoring and taking books to bestsellers. So it gets a little crowded and it gets interesting. And I've had a little bit of uncertainty about launching this class, not in my skills, but in attracting. So I'm deeply grateful for that, because the message there that I heard is it is what we bring, that we are bringing something unique that will attract the right people to us. And David Watson and Willows, thank you so much for being with us on Dare to Dream. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having us.
I end today's show with this quote from Seneca. The greatest loss of time is delay in expectation, which depend upon the future. We let go the present, which we have in our power, and we look forward to that which depends upon chance. And so, relinquish a certainty for an uncertainty. Just as a reminder, The Willows, David Watson, is coming back to the show again in August and again in November of this year. And next week, celebrity medium Thomas John will be on the show. You can call up for your mediumship reading. Subscribe to my YouTube videos at Deb on the Radio, youtube.com/Deb on the Radio. And thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want.